This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Now, we've had some heavy rainfall at times over the past couple of weeks, and while rainfall nourishes our environment, it can also wreak havoc on our homes. According to the American Society of Home Inspectors, 60% of American homes have wet basements. Now, the good news is there are things we can do to help prevent the myriad of issues that come with wet basements. To help us better understand what those preventative measures are, we welcome Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it. Let's start from the outside of the home and work our way in. When we're getting rainfall, the first thing that comes to mind is you're looking at roof runoff, and that can be a lot of water. If I understand correctly, every 1 inch of rainfall can produce 1,000 gallons of water from our roofs?
That's right, for a typical home in the 1,500 to 1,600 square foot range. So it is important to take a quick look at your house and, you know, make sure the gutters are clean. One thing we find when my staff or myself have been out in the field is if you're walking around your house and you see a spot where there's some erosion right next to your house and you look up, sometimes there's a hole in the gutter, or sometimes you may have had some roof work done and the gutter got dinged. And that 1 to 2 feet of distance from your foundation is really where a lot of the water gets in. That soil is looser than the rest because they dug a hole there to put your basement in.
And water will find its way anywhere.
Absolutely. And if it finds its way there, it's probably going to work its way into your basement. I think the reason that about 60% of homes have been estimated to have wet basements is just age. After about 20, 25 years, it's just a little easier for that water to work its way in the smallest cracks.
Now, even if we have put up the gutters and we're doing a good job of keeping them clean, and if we have our yards sloped improperly, even when we run that water off the gutters and out into the yard, it will come back and slope into the house.
Yeah, that is possible. Certainly, you want to make sure that dirt slopes away from your home. So that's kind of the easiest type of fix that people can do on their own yards. You really just want to walk around your house, make sure that 10 feet away from your house is lower than right at your foundation. Sometimes that may not be in your control. For example, some folks, the neighbor's driveway is angled towards your own driveway. So you've got to take a look at how can we solve that problem. And again, just keep that water pushed away from the foundation. Sometimes extending your downspout at the bottom about 4 feet or more if you can, maybe extend it into a planted area so you can use that water.
Speaking of planted areas, rain gardens have become a popular methodology for better controlling the water that goes into our ground and surrounds our homes.
That's right. Some people have found, we've got three or four folks now have done a testimonial that after about 2 or 3 years, their wet basement problems went away when they put in a rain garden. Now, you don't want to plant things right next to your house, but once you're 10 or 15 feet away from the house, the idea is you're just using the ground like a sponge. When it rains, these plants, particularly the deeper-rooted ones, the things that are going to get down 3 or 4 feet, will actually turn clay into something just as permeable as sand. And voila, some folks have seen that that helped solve their wet basement problem when it was rain-related. You know, there are a couple of other ways that a basement can become wet. One is just there's a high groundwater table. That's a pretty tough one to fight. You're going to get into real money there. Another one, though, is just humidity, either coming from inside or outside the home. Those are kind of the two other main causes besides rain of, oh, no, I've got a wet basement.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt about how to prevent getting a wet basement during rainy season. Now, I've seen some of these rain gardens. They can be absolutely beautiful, but there is something specific you need to do. I mean, there are certain kind of plants that work best, and understanding how that all works is a program you offer through the county.
That's right. You can check our website out at www.ewashtenaw.org. And just put rain garden into the search box, and that'll direct you to Susan Bryan, who runs our program, and we offer technical support to folks. It's not terribly difficult. In about 5 minutes, you can learn the basics of what it would take. Right. It's a little bit of back work for about 2 days or so, but it's not that difficult. And you can plant really just about anything you like to look at. You just want to make sure that the more water problems you've got, the deeper rooted type of plants you want to get.
Well, once we do that, we have a better chance of keeping our basements dry, but a lot of us haven't done that as of yet and are going to suffer through wet basement and the issues that that brings. What should be the first thing I look for in noticing, because everybody knows what a wet basement looks like when you have a foot of water in it, but there can be just damp conditions that can create damage and cause hardship.
Right, exactly. You want to look at your walls. Of course, if you've got a finished basement, you may not be able to see the block or concrete that the walls are made out of. But you're looking for white spots are going to show you that there's been some moisture there and it's dried up temporarily. Sometimes there can be very fine cracks. Sometimes if you have a block wall, you might wipe a sponge across the wall and that'll help little micro cracks show up. For issues like that, where you're really not talking about a deluge of water coming in one specific spot, sometimes something as simple as an energy-efficient dehumidifier can help. I know it's a lot of work. I feel like I have to empty mine every day. So get one with the bigger tank if you've got an older home.
Now, does it make a difference if you have basically an unfinished concrete basement as opposed to a finished basement? Are you going to be better off or worse off one way or the other?
Right. If you've got basement wetness issues, I think you do want to think twice about investing a lot of money in it. But there are ways to finish your basement with, you know, don't use the kind of the spongy undercoat underneath your carpeting. Once that holds water, it gets moldy and mildewy. So using just a simpler low-nap carpet that can get wet and dry out fairly easily is something people can do. You just want to exercise caution if you know that you've already got moisture issues. The mold and the mildew can be really tough to fight once they get into a finished basement.
Is it more cost effective to take the preventative measures in advance than it is to have to deal with the remediation afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to invest money in your basement, it's definitely a good idea to get a free consultation from a contractor, for example. If you think you've got any concerns or issues, typically you can just Google on flooded basement, wet basement, find somebody to maybe take a look at it with you before you invest $20,000, $30,000 in finishing your basement. Because you would want to take those preventative measures up front. Sometimes they can be expensive. Sometimes they can be simple.
Now, you mentioned that you have a humidifier that runs, obviously, constantly if you have to empty it out every single day. Has that prevented you from having any kind of moisture issues at all in your basement?
It's helped quite a bit, yeah. We don't really have much in the way of groundwater. We don't have much in the way of rainwater in there. My problem is just humidity. And, boy, in the summertime, it's through the roof and hard to breathe down there. So once we got that, it really took care of any mildew, mold issues, and these little bugs and spiders and creepy crawlies that tend to like the moisture
right.
to stay away. The kids are happy about that.
Now, that might be a very cost-effective way to start. Where would you go from there if that's not taking care of the issue?
Right. After taking a look at, you know, is my problem caused by rain and sort of ruling that out or doing corrective measures, working on the dehumidifier, you know, doing simple things like not hanging up your laundry to dry in your basement because that moisture will stay there. If you're talking about the groundwater higher than the basement floor or other issues where the water is really pushing its way in no matter what you do, I think that's when you're getting into a contractor, and typically that's going to be several thousand dollars. So an important thing to remember is when you are purchasing a home, there's usually a reason houses of about the same size sell for a dramatically different price. So you really want to do a thorough look at that basement before you get into a new home, because typically it is going to be anywhere from $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $12,000 if you've got serious basement wetness issues and they have to put a pipe around the perimeter of it or something else like that.
Well, now that you've frightened me half to death thinking about those kinds of costs, any final words on wet basements as we move through into and through the summer?
Nothing specific, David. I think just something for people to be aware of. It's not something you think about when you're buying your dream home, but our office is there for some technical support. And even if you don't think it's a rain garden solution, we're certainly happy to come and do a lap around your house or your grandma's house if she's not comfortable doing it herself.
Thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it. That is Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratch. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard as part of Morning Edition only on 89.1 WEMU.